Speaking on this program is Brother Winford Claiborne.
God instructed Moses, the great Jewish lawgiver, to leave Midian, where he had been living for 40 years, and to return to Egypt. He assured Moses that the men who sought to kill him were dead. God gave Moses these instructions. When you return to Egypt, you will show Pharaoh all the wonders I have given you to perform. But the wonders will not compel Pharaoh to let the Israelites leave Egypt and journey to their own land. God told Moses to say to Pharaoh, Israel is my son, even my firstborn. And I say unto you, let my son go, that he may serve me. And if you refuse to let him go, behold, I will slay your son, even your firstborn. Exodus 4:20-23. Our study today will be based on the topic, God's Message to Pharaoh. We know from our reading of the Old Testament that God chose the nation of Israel to accomplish His own purposes. But we also know that God had great love for the nations surrounding Israel. Over and over, God told the Jewish people to obey His will so that the pagan nations would know that the God of Israel was the true God. God also wanted the heathen nations to know what He had done for the Israelites. The book of Joshua tells of Israel's crossing the Jordan River on dry land. God said, For the Lord your God dried up the waters of the Jordan before you, until you had crossed over, as the Lord your God did to the Red Sea, which He dried up from before us until we had gone over, that all the people of the earth might know the hand of the Lord, that it is mighty, that you might fear the Lord your God forever. Joshua 4:22-24. The prophet Amos makes it very plain that God's care extended to nations like the Philistines, the Edomites, the Ammonites, and the Moabites. Amos 1:2. God had a special mission for the nation of Israel. He wanted Moses to tell the Egyptian Pharaoh that Israel was his son, even his firstborn. Exodus 4:22. Israel's being the firstborn meant the nation had a place of great honor. The Pharaoh probably was stunned at what Moses had said, since the Egyptian Pharaohs thought of themselves as being God's sons, and perhaps God's only sons. But God had chosen the nation of Israel for a special mission. Through the prophet Hosea, God said to the Israelite people, When Israel was a child, then I loved him and called my son out of Egypt. Tragically, the more God loved the people, the more they rebelled against Him. He says, I taught Ephraim also to go, taking them by the arms, and they knew not that I healed them. God Almighty asked, How shall I give you up, Ephraim? How shall I deliver thee, Israel? Hosea 11:1-8. Ephraim represented the 10 tribes in the north, the nation of Israel. God's demand of the Pharaoh was, Let my people go, that they may serve me. God allowed the Egyptians to keep the Jewish nation in bondage as a disciplinary activity. But their being in slavery had served its purpose, and it was time for them to go to their own land. Of course, the Egyptian Pharaoh did not want to give up the hundreds of thousands of slaves. Slavery was a source of great wealth. The Egyptians valued the slaves, not as fellow human beings, but for the work they did in building cities, monuments, and roads. Most nations that have had slaves have been reluctant to let their slaves go free. They do not want to lose the great wealth that slaves represent. Those people who believe God is so merciful and loving that He does not threaten people for their ungodly behavior either have not read these verses or do not believe them. The Lord commanded Moses to say to Pharaoh, If you do not let him go, behold, I will slay your son, your firstborn. Do you suppose Pharaoh thought that he was so powerful, God could not touch the firstborn among his people? Had the Pharaoh not learned from the great miracles he had witnessed that God was not an idol, but the living God? Thank you for listening. May God bless you.